Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock. Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
The case of the Long Island serial killer is still unsolved. Follow us, Billy Jensen and Alexis Linkletter, as we investigate the untold story of the Long Island serial killer. 11 victims, 10 years, in countless theories.
It was just how many bodies were being found in one area. I was shocked.
And for us, this case is personal. You can follow our investigation in our all-new special, Unraveled, The Long Island Serial Killer, streaming now on Discovery Plus.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word? But then... also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Christopher Dotson. He is a contributor for Forbes Sports Money, also the host of the Unfiltered Dunks podcast, which is a podcast dedicated to covering the New Orleans Pelicans. And he's also the owner of a cool website called Music, Movies, and Hoops. On the program, Chris and I discuss the latest happenings with the New Orleans Pelicans. Also, we talk Zion Williamson, Brandon Ingram, and so much more. Chris is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
The case of the Long Island serial killer is still unsolved. Follow us, Billy Jensen and Alexis Linkletter, as we investigate the untold story of the Long Island serial killer. 11 victims, 10 years, and countless theories.
It was just how many bodies were being found in one area. I was shocked.
And for us, this case is personal. You can follow our investigation in our all-new special, Unraveled, The Long Island Serial Killer, streaming now on Discovery Plus.
Oh, oh, oh.
Syntec is back and better than ever at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is a premium full synthetic motor oil option at an affordable price. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec full synthetic and a Wix filter for just $29.99. Syntec is formulated for today's engines to minimize friction, heat, and wear. Try Syntec today exclusively at
oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word? But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's.
The case.
11 bodies, 10 years, and countless theories. I'm talking about the Long Island serial killer case.
It was just how many bodies were being found in one area. I was shocked.
Follow us, Billy Jensen and Alexis Linkletter, on Unraveled, Long Island Serial Killer. And to follow our investigation even further, don't miss our all-new special, Unraveled, The Long Island Serial Killer, streaming now, exclusively on Discovery Plus.
The case of the Long Island serial killer is still unsolved. Follow us, Billy Jensen and Alexis Linkletter, as we investigate the untold story of the Long Island serial killer. 11 victims, 10 years, and countless theories.
It was just how many bodies were being found in one area. I was shocked.
And for us, this case is personal. You can follow our investigation in our all-new special, Unraveled, The Long Island Serial Killer. Streaming now on Discovery Plus.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and Two and a Half Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Have an impact.
11 bodies, 10 years, and countless theories. I'm talking about the Long Island serial killer case.
It was just how many bodies were being found in one area. I was shocked.
Follow us, Billy Jensen and Alexis Linkletter, on Unraveled, Long Island Serial Killer. And to follow our investigation even further, don't miss our all-new special, Unraveled, The Long Island Serial Killer. Streaming now, exclusively on Discovery+.
Hacked on.
Pop some new Cascade in your dishwasher with 50% more cleaning power. 50% more cleaning power.
New Cascade Platinum with 50% more cleaning power. No need to rinse your dishes, and it's even strong enough for the quick wash cycle. New Cascade Platinum.
Pop some new Cascade in your dishwasher with 50% more cleaning power.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from our parts professionals, and our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and ask about our free loaner tool program or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This week at Target, clean up with a free $10 gift card when you buy three select laundry or cleaning essentials from Tide, Glad, Downy, and more. Take spring cleaning to the next level at Target, where lower prices and great deals make it easy to save. Restrictions may apply.
On whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, Two and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar fave, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com.
Nicholas Claxton, who I thought was playing excellent basketball, he's gone from 19 minutes per game to 12 as Zion gets baseline.
Williamson. Over to Bledsoe, working against Green. Nice little step back midi is good. Again, Doris, that was a nice little pass behind his back. Nice ducking inside. Adams with the jump hook.
Packed on the floor.
Zion inside, contorts his body, adds a little hang. Consecutive months, and then a couple of months ago, played for USA Basketball, showing the world he was ready to come back. Zion with the leg. This is starting to look like a drill right now for the Brooklyn Nets. James Johnson spins into the paint. Nice pass to Williamson. And he got the friendly roll.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the NBA on ESPN, and that was Zion Williamson and the rest of his teammates from the New Orleans Pelicans in action this past week against the Brooklyn Nets. I have a gentleman on the program that covers the Pelicans, the ins and outs of the team and things going on in the city of New Orleans. Let's welcome him to the program. He's a contributor for Forbes Sports and also the host of the podcast, Unfiltered Dunks. Let's welcome him to the program, Christopher Dotson. Hey, Chris, welcome aboard.
Hey, Ed, thanks for having me on. I appreciate you bringing me onto the show. I enjoyed listening to it.
Oh, thank you so much, man, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's jump right to it. The highlight that you heard earlier, of course, was Zion Williamson and the rest of the New Orleans Pelicans in action. Let's start off with Zion for a moment. We're currently in year two of the Zion era in New Orleans. In your opinion, Chris, what is the difference between Zion in year two and Zion from year one?
Well, the difference is he's not on a minutes restriction. He's really comfortable with his new form and function, the way the Aaron Nelson and the performance training staff has altered his body, so to speak, through the strength and training program, through altering his just his running form. You can see a difference literally in his gait when he takes off and explodes. And Zion is just more comfortable, and he's got more support, really. We heard that clip you said, all the Pelicans. I mean, they were missing Josh Hart and B.I. and a few other players. Like, Zion's – it was a tough game against the Nets, let's be honest, for the rest of that clip, the rest of the game. But with Zion, he's just got more support. He's got more of a comfort zone, comfort level built up with this team. And that's why you're seeing an MVP season from a second-year player.
Let's stay with Zion for a moment. So currently we're in year two of the Zion era, and we mentioned about some of the Pelicans that were present. There were some Pelicans players that were not present, such as you mentioned, with B.I., Brandon Ingram, also Josh Hart. And both of those guys have been vital to the development of the Pelicans, especially during this season. The Western Conference, Chris, is tough. I mean, you've got the Lakers, the Clippers, you've got the Suns, Utah. You've also got the Nuggets and the Trailblazers. We're coming down the home stretch towards the end of the regular season, and we're coming into that playoff push. Chris, I've got to ask you, do you think the Pels have a chance, pending the return of B.I. And Josh Hart, do you think the Pelicans somehow have a chance to maybe get that eighth spot or possibly get that seventh spot, you know, considering with the way Dallas has played and the way Memphis has turned it up as of late?
Right now, they're 1% chance for the seventh spot. I think we can all write that off because the way it's structured, it'd be the seventh and eighth seed playing each other for the seventh spot. So the Pelicans would have to finish the season in the eighth seed, and that's just not happening, in my opinion. They're only chasing that 10th spot, which is very much in play. They play Golden State three times in the last 2 weeks. They're only two games back of Golden State. For the rest of the month, they only play four teams with a winning record. They play Philadelphia tonight. If anybody's, you know, hearing this on the Friday, we're going live with it. They play Philadelphia tonight, and then they only play four winning teams the rest of the month. Golden State has a little bit tougher record. They're also in the chase with the Kings. They play the Kings next Tuesday. And, I mean, the next five games, the Pelicans play nothing but teams with losing records. So there's no reason they shouldn't have the best player on the court every night. That means usually you can win the ball game in the NBA. He should have some support coming back. B.I. should be back. Josh Hart, we won't see for the rest of the season now that he's had surgery. He flew up to New York and had thumb surgery just a couple of days ago. So I don't think they'll be rushing him back to chase the 10th seed at all. But it's very much in play. What we're seeing right now this week with Brooklyn and this game against Philly tonight is how far this team has to go to be a real championship contender. And that's a good thing to see no matter how we go about it.
Wow, let's stay now, as you said, with a championship being a championship contender. So in the West, again, the teams that we mentioned earlier, because it was the Lakers, Clippers, Utah, Phoenix, and then there's Denver, then you've got Portland, and there's Dallas and Memphis, and, of course, San Antonio and Golden State. Moving forward, I know I'm going to get more into the trade deadline for a moment. What do you think the Pelicans need to do in order to take that next step, in order to make them like a perennial playoff team and will want to attract free agents to come to New Orleans?
Literally just wait a year. Look at the teams you mentioned. Golden State, old, broken down. Portland, that backcourt is just too small for the postseason. And past that, you have a youth movement. Yeah, Devin Booker's carrying Phoenix with CP3, but Chris Paul will be out of the league pretty soon. And past that, you've got Luka, Zion, Ingram, Tatum in the East, Trey in the East, surely, Jokic, Murray. You've got a youth movement coming up, and really the only two established teams in the next few years will be, to me, the Nets, depending on how they age, and the Nuggets, depending on if they keep that team together. So the Pelicans really just have to stay the course. They have the assets. They can make a trade. They have Zion. They have Ingram. They've got a bunch of young other players that are showing their potential. They can hold down Lonzo in restricted free agency, and even if he doesn't work out, that's a contract that will be easily movable for a piece that fits better, that the team believes will fit better. Same for Adams. I mean, this team is built structurally. I cover the team for Forbes. I look mostly at the money. Looking at their wage structure, they can do anything they want the next few years, whether it be attracting a free agent or trading for a player who they probably couldn't acquire in free agency but has a couple years left, and they can convince them New Orleans is the place to win because, again, it's a youth movement in the Western Conference. Once LeBron retires and CP3 retires, because I'm not worried about Golden State or Portland at all with the Pelicans currently constructed.
All right, and let's stay with the future going forward. You mentioned that the NBA, you see it as being a youth movement, and rightfully so, with the likes of Devin Booker, also Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. But there was some, Chris, there was some rumblings in the Pelicans front office as of late. Of course, the trade deadline has passed, and J.J. Redick made a request to Pelicans management that he wanted to be traded either to New York or maybe a team down somewhere along the I-95 corridor. He didn't get his wish. He was traded to the Dallas Mavericks, and since that when the trade happened, he went on his podcast, he went on several media outlets and said that Pelicans management was no good and they betrayed him and things of that nature. Can you kind of go more into detail about how the J.J. Redick situation went down, and will this impact the future free agents considering playing in New Orleans and the future of Zion and B.I. staying in the city?
Yeah, first, I've written about this over at Forbes. Anybody that wants to check the archive, Forbes.com, just / Christopher Dotson, you can find it. It's one of the newer articles. Obviously, it's one of the most recent pieces of news to come out of the New Orleans Pelicans and their front office. But J.J. Redick, surely, he put in the trade request back in November. He didn't even want to come to training camp. David Griffin and the coaching staff talked him down here because Redick had a rapport with Stan Van Gundy from their time back in Orlando. He saw the roster. He thought, hey, maybe if thing breaks right, this is a 4 or 5 seed, maybe a 3 seed that can sneak in there and really cause some damage. And if it doesn't work out, he says the front office promised him a trade to certain teams, but those teams have to make an offer. If J.J. playing his worst of his 16 years in the league, nobody's going to really make an offer that's worth much until – you find somebody that's desperate like Dallas, who they're holding on. They want to get that 6th seed, not fall into the play-in spot, which they're still fighting on at the 7th seed. But they're facing injuries. They gotta support Luka the same way we've got to support Zion. They're just a few steps further in their development into Luka's contract. So a trade for J.J. made perfect sense for them. And that's why David Griffin did it, and he did it in a way that it looked out for the team. It's looking out for Zion's best interest. To tackle the second part of your question, no, I don't think any agent is going to avoid New Orleans because of J.J. Redick. I mean, not to touch on the racial dynamic of it all, but there's also the money side of it. There's the what stage are you in your contract, in your career. Zion's got a few years left. This team was always going to do what was in its best interest for the next 10 years. Rather looking back on the past for a player that had only been here for really 10 months, and half of that was spent in the bubble. So J.J. Redick, to me, was a little bit spoiled. He gave his side of it. One day we'll get David Griffin's side of it. I doubt we'll see a media tour. I think you'll see a statement or maybe just a question asked formally through probably Pelicans PR, Jim Eichenhofer, staging a question, giving it to him, letting him tackle the problem and issue. and then letting that drama die down because, I mean, the Pelicans are in drama before the trade deadline since Griffin got here, starting with the Anthony Davis trade, through to after this last trade deadline with what we're talking about now with J.J. Redick and the Drew. And it's going to come again with Lonzo. So expect more drama, but I don't think what J.J. Redick said did and went scorched earth on David Griffin and this front office. I don't think that'll hold much weight. And in 10 years, when Trajan Langdon and J.J. meet up at Duke for some sort of alumni, they'll kind of pass it off, have a drink, and say, yeah, in the moment, maybe we both could have did a little bit more or less in J.J.'s case and what he said to get him where he wanted. But, again, J.J.'s having not his greatest season. So what can you really do?
Yeah, you're right about that. I guess, again, not just in life, but it translates over even into professional sports. Sometimes we don't always get what we want, and definitely, as you said, the Pelicans had to do what was best for the organization. I mean, he had his trade demands, but as you said, they had to look 10 years down the line, protecting Zion, you know, which is a once-in-a-lifetime and definitely a franchise player in the making. Let's stay just with long-term going forward with the Pelicans, Lonzo Ball. Again, the trade deadline has passed, and his name was circulating really before the trade deadline, kind of around the time when J.J. Redick requested a trade back in November. What's the status on Lonzo? Does he still want to be in New Orleans, or is he still going to weigh out his options going into the offseason?
He's definitely going to weigh out his options. There's a contract that he wants, and you know, he may get it, he may not. He'll probably have to meet in the middle. But, I mean, look at the J.J. thing and wanting somebody to trade for you, or Lonzo and the contract you want. Me and you both, Ed, I'm pretty sure, would really love it if ESPN called up, say, Forbes or your podcast and radio station and said, hey, we'd like to trade for that talent. But they've got to actually make the offer. Somebody has to give Lonzo that contract for the Pelicans to match it. Somebody had to give a trade package for J.J. for the Pelicans to even accept it, and most of that didn't come in. I don't think Lonzo will get the max contract that he wants. He's changed representation and agencies three times in the last year, or a little over a year, I believe. But he still has to have another team come in and give him that offer. And until that happens, he's kind of on the Pelicans. You know, the Pelicans still hold that leverage. One, they can match most anything. I think they will match up to, you know, $20, $22 million a year. Past that, signing trades are difficult, but they're an option. And if he does get the match, hey, thank you for your contributions. We appreciate all the highlights that, you know, you see those lobs up for Zion. You'll never be in the picture when we do the, you know, Zion Memorial video when we retire his jersey. It'll just be the ball in the air. But, hey, enjoy your max contract. That's where I put Lonzo. But I think he does fit this team. His dad had some quotes that was put out there that people took out of context, that was misquoted by a site that I decided not to mention anymore because they've just been terrible with that kind of stuff. But Lonzo, he is not he's not the biggest fan of New Orleans, the city. But everybody in New Orleans has got their problems with New Orleans. We all wish they'd fix the roads. We all wish some things would flood and drain properly. I mean, we all wish there was a few more entertainment options besides Bourbon Street and Casino to tourists. That's all you get asked about. So Lonzo's used to a lot bigger metropolitan area and a lot more metropolitan style of off-the-court living. However, all those lobs and highlights and dunks to Zion, I don't think there's another team Zion really wants to play for except for maybe going back home to L.A., but when it comes to free agency, it's going to take a lot to get him to leave this team because he's got so much built in with B.I. Josh Hart's going to come back more than likely. Zion and him have just hit it off so well. I don't think there's a better situation for him, and I think he'll see that. He'll put in his time, come spend, you know, 6 months out of the year in New Orleans, and the rest of the time he'll be in L.A. either way. That's where I think Lonzo's going to wind up this offseason.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's never a dull moment with Lonzo, and definitely never a dull moment with his dad, LeVar, and the Ball family. I'd say that stay tuned for that. And speaking of another talent, you mentioned Zion. We've seen Chris Paul, who was phenomenal during his time in New Orleans. He was traded. Anthony Davis had a topsy-turvy run in New Orleans. He had his moments, and he was traded. Zion Williamson. Do you believe, Chris, that Zion Williamson will be in the Big Easy for the long haul, or do you think it's a time-will-tell situation?
He's definitely here for 6 years, more than likely 7 years. That's the same as just getting him through his second contract. But you've got to look at the situations. One, Chris Paul was traded when this team had different ownership. The Benson ownership, can't speak more highly of them. They've really taken the Pelicans to a new level as far as off-the-court investment into the performance training center, into making sure players are feeling comfortable in the city and making sure that the coaching and support staff is there 24-7 to help them and there's more bodies. Fred Vincent, keeping him around, keeping him happy. Aaron Nelson, everything he's done. I think the players will see that. Zion is definitely going to appreciate how much time they put in and how patient that they were with his knee last year. In a few years when he's really starting to feel the toll of carrying a team for 82 games plus the playoffs, he's really going to appreciate those few extra months that they took time to get his knee right. And look at the AD situation. If there's a what-if, so it's always a time will tell, but if what if Boogie Cousins does not chase that free throw, he doesn't get hurt, and now the Pelicans are in the playoffs and they really make a run of the conference finals, that's the situation where AD cannot do anything but re-sign. Same for Cousins. He would have got a max contract. That was the whole plan, was get Cousins, pair him with AD and Drew, let them go on a big run, and then everybody's going to come back because they see this as a championship team. That kind of fell apart through injuries. So we have to make sure that Zion and the team is safe, you know, healthy. But this is a new front office. They've got the lessons of the past to learn from. They've got the assets to build out one more depth rotational player, one more star player, so that an injury to one player doesn't necessarily take down the whole team. Unless it's, of course, Zion, B.I., you really got to look at that. But nobody wants to think about that. More to the point is that they have the assets to build out this team one step further than the last generation, the last front office, the last era went. And so one step further past that means they keep Zion for a third contract and at least a full 10 years.
What about B.I.? I mean, we know Brandon Ingram, we saw flashes of his talent with the Los Angeles Lakers, but when he was traded to New Orleans, man, he really came of age. Of course, he won the league's most improved player a year ago, and he got rewarded with that supermax contract. We know Zion can't do it by himself, and we've seen Brandon really take over last year, and we've seen him do it so far this year, you know, despite the injuries that he's had. What do you see the future with B.I. going forward?
I think in 3 years you'll see or look at B.I. playing in the conference finals, and you'll remember Kevin Durant in OKC, and that's honestly where I see Brandon Ingram's talent going. Everybody's made the Kevin Durant comparisons, but I think on the court, how's it going to look? It's going to look like Durant did when he was leading OKC. Past that, if he can keep that up, we've got two all-stars on this team. We'll always be in the playoffs. But Ingram loves the laid-back nature of the city, maybe perhaps more than Lonzo to speak to that. He's more of a country boy from North Carolina. He doesn't mind some good eating. He can go down to Canal Street, grab his do-rag, grab a 300-400 at a time. Nobody really bothers him. He, you know, gets his shouts out, and he goes on the court. He's a silent sniper. He gets his quick 20 points. Sometimes he might drop a 40 ball, and that's what you get with B.I. And I think it's telling that both the team and Ingram signed a full 5-year deal with no team or player option at the end. That tells me that unless everything falls apart, B.I. is here for at least 4 years, and if not, you know, at that point you have to think contract extension or a trade, depending on what other stars and injuries and all the other what-ups that could come about. So we've got Ingram and Zion both here for the next 4 years. This front office really has a stable foundation and the assets to build something special. If they fail to do so, then they'll probably be replaced in 4 to 5 years because David Griffin's only got 3 years left on his contract.
Well, let's hope they can keep those two together, man, because it's definitely something in the making with Zion and Brandon. I mean, New Orleans definitely needs it, and if you keep those two guys young, they haven't even hit their prime yet, so definitely, hopefully, somehow, some way, they can be together for a long time and make a run in the Western Conference. And let's stay with just the city of New Orleans for a moment. We know, Christopher, that New Orleans traditionally is a football town. It's a football city. The Saints were first, and then but New Orleans has a history of basketball as early as the ABA's New Orleans Buccaneers, and then later with the NBA's New Orleans Jazz, and then of course we know the long absence that the NBA had from New Orleans, returning in the late 90s, early 2000s. What do you think the future is of the NBA being in New Orleans?
Hey, shout out for knowing about the Buccaneers, bro. Shout out for that. That's love right there.
Thank you.
But, yeah, New Orleans basketball is here to stay. I think, Gail Benson, LaToya, they get into little scuffles, you know, with the Saints and the Pelicans, like trying to open the stadium. But look at how both of them responded when the Seattle mayor said something about wanting our basketball team. The mayor of Seattle might want to pick a fight with LaToya Cantrell because she could be voted out of office. But Gail Benson, the New Orleans Pelicans, and the New Orleans Saints are the first two, you know, the Saints and the Benson family are institutions here. And the Pelicans are slowly becoming that. They're getting more ingrained. It's getting more where if you see Pelicans gear, and even if it's unlicensed, it better not have the Saints fleur-de-lis on it. It better have the Pelicans fleur-de-lis on it. And the more and more it gets like that, the more and more Zion and Ingram win, the more you'll see this team grow more important to the region. I've always said that the further you get away from New Orleans, the more important the Pelicans are, especially since they had Anthony Davis and Zion. I mean, you can go to Malaysia and Thailand or any other foreign country, and you might see Zion on a poster in the airport. That's not true for the Saints. So the more they grow it regionally, and it's been happening in a big way, a lot of the sponsorships, the Saints and Pelicans both are requiring a lot more community engagement. That's just going to grow so much. So the Pelicans are going to grow into an institution in New Orleans, not to the Saints level, but to a way that you don't want to come play the Pelicans in the playoffs on Halloween or something in the Smoothie King Center or whatever it gets renamed to in a few years. You're not going to want to do that because it's going to be a raucous crowd with a lot of passion behind it.
You know, you mentioned looking at posters, having Zion posters being visible in Malaysia and other foreign countries. The NBA has always been a global game, especially since the 80s with Magic and Bird and Dr. J and, of course, Michael Jordan just taking it to a whole nother level. So the NBA, as you said, the NBA has done its part making it such a global game. And then again with, you know, the Pelicans doing their part regionally, definitely important right there. So it's interesting that you brought up the global reach of Zion and the Pelicans and what the league has done. A lighthearted question. What are some of Zion and Brandon's favorite dishes since they've been in the city?
They've mentioned going down to a few spots in the quarter. They mentioned Commander's Palace, which everybody, if you ever come to the city, spend the money, go to Commander's Palace, wait in line if you need to. Superior Oyster Bar and Grill is down that way. That's a good spot, especially for the happy hour, half-off oysters. You can come sometimes spot them in there. I know that Drew Holiday and J.J. Redick both hit up Blue Oak Barbecue. It's they've won awards. They've traveled around the country, around the world, going to competitions. So that's three spots if you're ever in the city. Come stop by, you might see somebody.
What about, I know Lonzo has always been very critical of the city. Do you know whatever his some of his favorite dishes since he's been in the city?
I couldn't really speak to that too much, to be honest. I hadn't heard him really speak on it on, like, podcasts or even answer the questions really in Media Day last year, before COVID when we had Media Day. Well, not last year, 2019. I mean, everybody had an answer. I mean, we talked about Jackson Hayes, not to get off Lonzo, but we talked to Jackson Hayes and Nicolo Melli, and it's funny. People go back and listen to the clip. Nicolo Melli is hilarious. The way that Jackson Hayes come in first, depending on how you see it in the YouTube clip. Jackson comes in first, does his 15-minute session, talks about how he loves his sushi joint over on the West Bank, I believe. And then Melly comes in, starts messing with him, and they're going back and forth about sushi joints. And Melly says, "No, sir, Jackson, I'm married. We like different sushi joints." And we still haven't figured out what that joke was about. But after that, we kind of I'm not going to say the media contingent shied away from it, but we didn't press too much more on the food once they went to the sushi and the marriage. And so I can't say right offhand that I remember where Lonzo eats, but that was a good, funny little anecdotal story from the last media day.
Awesome to hear. Those media days are always a lot of fun. Just kind of, I call it a great way to break the ice. So, again, Chris, I want to ask you, the Smoothie King Center, which is home of the NBA's Pelicans, before COVID had hit, what were they averaging in attendance from, the last five seasons?
Well, the Pelicans don't have the biggest arena, so they don't draw as far as attendance numbers. In the top half, I believe they were just topping out at 15K in a 17K building. But when you get to 85-92% capacity every night, again, speaking to how much the Pelicans have grown regionally and bringing customers in, even on random weekdays, Tuesday, Wednesday night games, the Pelicans have a capacity number in the top half. So as far as fan loyalty, fan safety, again, I've done stories on this, both for the Superdome and the Smoothie King Center. It's been a few months back on the Forbes archive, but the Pelicans are drawing a more loyal, passionate fan base and audience than half of the NBA is the easiest way to say it. If they had a bigger building, that may not be the case, supply and demand being what it is, but this is New Orleans. If you wear New Orleans on your chest and you play for the city and you do it in a way that they appreciate, they'll turn out for you, even if you turn up, you know, with a losing record at the end. If you wind up losing by three or four, New Orleans will still be there for you, and that's proven the case in the Smoothie King Center since Anthony Davis was drafted, really.
Solid, and again, you heard it from him. He's Christopher Dotson. He's definitely a man that's a jack-of-all-trades covering the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, before I let you go, Chris, tell everybody what you do. As you mentioned earlier, that one of the things that you do is that you cover finances, covering money in the world of sports. You are a contributor for Forbes Sports, so just go a little bit into detail about what you do with Forbes.
Yeah, basically I look at the game through a lens of financial perspectives, players' perspectives. When I first come to New Orleans, I wasn't writing about the X's and O's. I was looking more at the contract and the financials. But also looking at players as people, and I don't think we do that enough in the media in general. I think that's also the case in politics, which is what my background is. But we look at, say, politicians as these entities that are from a different universe, and they just wind up being that. No, they're still people. The players are still players. They're not betting commodities. And that's a big financial component of the game is betting. I look at that, too, and money swings. But it was looking more at Josh Hart and his podcast and how he built out that network. Was one of the first things I did to look at players as people, show what they're doing with their finances. Another off-the-court thing, another cut-and-sew on the roster is Kickstradamus. I think everybody listening to this would be familiar with Kickstradamus. He's done all the custom sneakers for all the players in the NBA. Just did an article about him and what he's doing to branch out his media empire and how he's doing it and putting a personal touch and bringing his son into the game. And I think, again, I think that's something we need more of. I hope people appreciate it. I surely try and keep in mind who and what I'm writing about, not just the dollar figures attached to it. And yeah, so that's what I'm doing there. I also do a podcast called Unfiltered Dunks. It's Protect the Nest Productions. Got to name it Protect the Nest because it's Pelicans related. And then I cover a lot of the rest of the NBA, the WNBA, and other general topics over at musicmoviesandhoops.com. We do giveaways with, like, graded Zion cards and all that. So if you're into that kind of stuff, come check us out.
Awesome. And again, you're definitely a jack of all trades. And Chris is definitely doing this thing with not just with Forbes Sports, but also with the Unfiltered Dunks podcast. I want to get back to Forbes for a moment. You said you cover sports from a financial perspective. You're connected to the NBA. And I want to ask you, can you explain to the listeners out there just about guaranteed money in the NBA as opposed to being paid like guaranteed money in other professional sports leagues?
Well, yeah, they all have the different unions. I mean, if you sign a contract in baseball, you're getting your money. In the NBA, if you sign a contract for a certain amount for a certain amount of years, you're getting that guaranteed money. The NFL, there's a lot of stipulations, qualifiers, and you know, just different things that can reduce the amount of money you have, the amount of years you have to prove that you're worth that. And I see, I don't know how the NFL is going to get around that without having another labor strike, but that's their problem. Looking at how the money might affect the NBA, look at the Pelicans through their lens. They went from nobody in the arena, basically, you know, friends and family, very spaced out, to 1,500, 2,500, now 4,000. Every time they added those 1,500 seats, they added like $3.5 million in revenue, but just through different advertisers paying a different fee because there's different bodies in there seeing the signage. There's different concessions and, you know, when tickets were very limited, they were going for high dollar. You know, you couldn't get a ticket for less than a few hundred bucks. And most of that was going through the team. If you looked at throughout the whole league, every game, a few million dollars, depending on, you know, arena capacity, you're adding to the amount of money that the salary cap will go up next year or the year after that when they actually start incrementally raising it out of the COVID budget. But that's how increased capacity directly relates not only to fan experience, but revenue coming into the team and then eventually to the players' pockets in those guaranteed contracts.
Sweet. Thank you so much for that explanation. So, again, Chris, before we let you go, tell everybody where they can find you on social media and also tell them where they can find Forbes Sports as well as Unfiltered Dunks, also the website that you mentioned about what you do with pertaining to music, movies, and sports, and any websites, let them know that as well.
Yeah, that last one is just movies, music, and hoops. Just type that in, and that's all we cover. Music, movies, hoops, but it's any kind of hoops. We've had on, like, college coaches, high school coaches, junior college coaches, different players. We had an interview with, if anybody's a fan of the ESPN 30 for 30 series, we had on Chip Rives, who did he was director of the Fly Slamma Jamma episode. So stuff like that happens over at Music, Movies, and Hoops. You can find me on Twitter, just doing it Dodson, or Unfiltered Dunks is the Twitter accounts. And yeah, search for Unfiltered Dunks podcast. We bring all the coaches on, a few players. We're having on a bunch of other stuff. Some big news coming next week that I can't really get ahead of, but just come give us a listen over there, and we appreciate it.
And you heard it from him. He is Christopher Dodson. He's a contributor for Forbes Sports. Also, he is the host of the Unfiltered Dunks podcast. And also, he has a website. Check it out. It's called Movies, Music, and Hoops. So check that out and check him out on the various social media platforms. And also check out Unfiltered Dunks on the various streaming platforms. That's Anchor, Spotify, also Radio Public, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast. Chris, thank you so much, my man. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Oh, man, anytime. Would love to. I'll have to get you on the Unfiltered podcast very soon. Like I say, that news breaking next week, and then we ramping back up. But we had 2-3 releases this week. We'll have a few more next week. And, hey, man, again, appreciate you. Much love. Thanks for coming on. And really much love for knowing about the Buccaneers, bro.
You're welcome. Hey, man, I know about my little NBA history, man. Thank you so much, man. And then thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Had an impact on Nicholas Claxton, who I thought was playing excellent basketball. He's gone from 19 minutes per game to 12 as Zion gets baseline.
Williamson over to Bledsoe, working against Green. Nice little step back midi is good. Again, Doris, that was a nice little pass behind his back. Nice ducking inside. Adams with the jump hook.
Packed on the floor.
Zion inside. Contorts his body. Adds a little hang. Consecutive months. And then a couple of months ago played for USA Basketball, showing the world he was ready to come back. Zion with the leg. This is starting to look like a drill right now for the Brooklyn Nets. James Johnson spins into the paint. Nice pass to Williamson. And he got the friendly.
Thank you. Police officers know it only takes a few seconds of someone texting and driving for things to go terribly wrong. That's why officers are increasing enforcement of texting and driving laws. So put your phone down when driving, or be prepared for the consequences. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA. Police officers know it only takes a few seconds of someone texting and driving for things to go terribly wrong. That's why officers are increasing enforcement of texting and driving laws. So put your phone down when driving, or be prepared for the consequences. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
11 bodies, 10 years, and countless theories. I'm talking about the Long Island serial killer case.
It was just how many bodies were being found in one area. I was shocked.
Follow us, Billy Jensen and Alexis Linkletter, on Unraveled, Long Island Serial Killer. And to follow our investigation even further, don't miss our all-new special Unraveled, the Long Island Serial Killer. Streaming now, exclusively on Discovery+.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. And your steel dealer has the tools to make it happen. By getting to know you and what you're trying to accomplish, they'll make sure you have the right tools to achieve your goals. From legendary gas to long-running battery tools, steel dealers have powerful equipment and advice you won't find anywhere else. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
All right, everybody. Want to send another, again, a big special thank you to Christopher Dotson. He's a contributor for Forbes Sports Money, also host of the Unfiltered Podcast. Host of the Unfiltered Dunks Podcast, which is a podcast dedicated to covering the New Orleans Pelicans. And also check out his website, Music, Movies, and Hoops. And it's great stuff. And again, thanks to Chris for his insight on what's currently going on with the Pelicans, amongst other things, in the association. That's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. And remember, for God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.